The Gemara Masechta Temura Daf Ches Amud Beis discusses the concept of Kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos. The typical example of Kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos is where a Kohen offers his services to Yisrael to help him work in his field, in his warehouse. In exchange for those services, he will receive the truma that this Yisrael is obligated to give. And the halach is, there's a halach of a kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos that's prohibited. Our Gemara discusses another example where we apply the concept of kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos. And that is where a Yisrael bought from a kohen his bechor. And the question is, Rav Chisda says, that a Yisrael may not purchase a bechor from a kohen, because we're concerned that the kohen will discount the price of the bechor in order that the kohen will always sell him his, the Yisrael will always give him his bechor. On the other hand, the Gemara teaches us the mazutra came to the home of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi obviously had bought a bechor from a kohen. And Rav Ashi taught us that even though there's a concept of kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos, we need not be concerned about it in such a situation, said Rav Ashi, because I purchased it. And we need not be concerned that the kohen is going to discount the price, thinking about the future, because as the Gemara on Daf Tesam and Aleph teaches us, Betzina Tav Mikara. Right now, the kohen knows he's going to get his price. What's for sure is for sure. This issue actually opens itself up to a question regarding a pidyon haben. The Yamshe Shloima discusses if a Yisrael chooses, the Yisrael Baruch Shem has a bechor, and he has to make a pidyon haben. May the Yisrael give the Chomei Sloim to the Kohen with a matana amanas lahachzir. And the Yamshe Shloima says that it shouldn't be done because it looks like a Kohen HaMesayeh Beis Hagronos. I chose this Kohen to be a Kohen for my son's pidyon haben because I knew I'm going to get back the Chomei Sloim. However, the Yamshe Shloima says that if there was no such condition set at the beginning, and the Kohen on his own chose to give back the money, the halacha is he may. And the Torah in Yerideah Siman Shin Hei says, "Vim yirtza Kohen lachzir loy." If the Kohen wants to return the Chomei Sloim to the Yisrael, acha shekibel oisam, after he received them, rishoy. But says the Torah, umiyu lo yei roga lachzirim l'kol. It should not become a custom that the Kohen should give it back. Shloi lahafsal l'shar kahanim. Because if this Kohen always gives back the Chomei Sloim, he will do a disservice to all the other kahanim. Everybody will choose this kohen, knowing that this kohen gives back the chomis loyim. They will not choose other kahanim. You could give, if you didn't make such a condition, to, and he gives it back on his own, he can. The Poskim discussed this halacha. What makes this question all the more relevant is because on one hand, we know there's an important mitzvah that if somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a bechor, Yisrael has a bechor, to fulfill this great, important mitzvah, pidyon haben. On the other hand, since we know that no kohen today can say with absolute certainty he's a kohen. So if he doesn't deserve the money, He shouldn't be taking the money. So maybe it should become the minig that Kohanim should indeed return the Pigyon HaBen money. There's a tshuva in the Shas, a tshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, that discusses a variation of the Shaila. He discusses that we know that only specific silver coins may be used for the Pigyon HaBen. So the Shevet HaLevi says most people don't have those coins. So the question is, who many times has such coins? A Kohen. And since the Kohen is the one that has such coins, the Yisrael, who's going to perform the mitzvah, Pigyon HaBen, buys the 5 coins from the Kohen to do the mitzvah, and he gives them, then when he does the Pigyon HaBen, to the Kohen. And the question that the Shevet HaLevi discusses are twofold. The first question is, the 5 coins that are used for Pigyon HaBen are certainly worth a decent amount of money. And let's say he buys them for $5, which is certainly far less what they're really worth. Is that considered a kinyan? So he establishes that that is considered a kinyan. He says, even when you purchase or sell something for what is certainly not the true value of the sale, but we know that you have full-fledged intention that this sale should be valid, it's considered a full-fledged kinyan. His raya is from Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz also is not typically done with all of the details and conditions that normal transactions are performed with. But it's considered a full-fledged kinyan. The reason being, because the person who's selling his chametz to the Akum truly wants his chametz to be sold. He doesn't want to own chametz over Pesach. And that shows that his intention are real and sincere, and that's enough to make it into a kinyan. However, he does bring up a different issue, the issue that we learn in our Gemara. And that is the concept of Kohen Sayeva Beis Agronis. If I'm buying the coins for far less than they're worth, why is the Kohen doing such a deal with me? Because the Kohen wants that I should choose him to be the Kohen for my son's Pigyon HaBen. And therefore, that's considered Kohen Sayeva Beis Agronis. And Rav Olzner, therefore, in the tshuva clearly indicates, he doesn't say how it can be accomplished, but he does clearly indicate in that tshuva that if you're going to do a Pigyon HaBen in such a fashion, you have to make sure that it becomes clear that there was no Kohen HaMasayeva Beis Agronis involved in this transaction. It should be very, very clear that you really intended to do a full-fledged kinyan. I also saw a discussion that was had with the Chibina Rav, a similar shaila, where there aren't coins that are usable for a Pigyon HaBen really available. And the question is, can you buy the coins from the Kohen at less than their value because of the concern of Kohen HaMasayeva Beis HaGronis? So he explained the why is Kohen HaMasayeva Beis HaGronis awesome. He says there's two reasons. One pasuk says, Shchatem Bris HaLevi. If you ask the Kohen to perform something for you in order to get what he deserves as a Kohen, you're disrespecting the Kohuna. And there's another pasuk, So he explains that two Yisroim here. One is an Isser on the Yisrael. Shchatan Beis HaLevi is an Isser on the Yisrael, where the Yisrael has to be careful to treat the kahuna with the proper respect. And the Pasuk Leskotche B'nei Yisrael is a Pasuk to the Kohen, where the Torah is speaking to the Kohanim and telling them that they have to respect the kahuna. So he explains when a Yisrael is paying for the coins, albeit he's paying less than it's worth, the Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. The problem is with the kohen. So he wants to establish that in a situation where the money doesn't have in it any intrinsic kedusha, and I saw the Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says a similar vart in his sefer Derech Hamuna. He says that where does the Gemara apply the concept of kohen hamseyeh beis agronos? He says the Gemara establishes this concept in two places, by Truma, as we began this year, or by Bechor, as our Gemara discusses, a Bechor Behema. In both of those situations, we're talking about situations where the object that we're dealing with has in it an intrinsic kedusha. Truma is Kadosh. Bechor Behema, as the Gemara discusses here, is intrinsically Kadosh. However, when we speak about Pinyin HaBen, and certainly the money that's going to be used for Pinyin HaBen, that money doesn't have in it an intrinsic Kedusha. And since that money doesn't have in it an intrinsic Kedusha, the concept of Koyin HaMaseyei Bebeis Agronos, the Isser of Koyin HaMaseyei Bebeis Agronos, will not apply.